AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longvine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50, driven by LongvineAuto.com.
Chevy truck season continues at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, and the offers are even better, like a 2024 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4, now only $489 a month, 36 months. Or you can get a 2025 Chevy Equinox EV, only $329 per month for 36 months. Truck season savings are great, so hurry to Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us online 24/7 at LongvineAuto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. Payments based on 36-month low mileage lease, 12,000 miles per year, 6,500 cash or trade equity, plus TT&L due at closing with approved credit.
KBOA News Time, 8:33, Newsmaker 2 time, and we're pleased to have with us Undersheriff John Kelch. We bring John in usually this time of year. That means we're starting to see vehicles collide with deer on a more regular basis.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
Doing good, doing good. Deer vehicle collisions, yeah, October through December. That's kind of the main 3 months we look at, although these happen year-round, but you know, injury and deaths on roads, significant across this land of ours. And I guess generally across the country, 1.5 to 2.1 million deer vehicle collisions annually, John. That's significant.
Yeah, it is. From June through October, so far we've had 37 accidents. June had the most, and we've had three so far in October. September was where we really saw the uptick. There was 10 in September. A couple injuries, one in June, one in July.
John, we've been talking now for, I want to say, at least 10 years about kind of the vehicle deer season for wrecks. Kind of hasn't been much of a season. It seems like there's been more, that type of activity in other parts of the calendar. But obviously with biological processes, this is kind of the peak time for those. And how does that evidence itself here across the area?
Well, by the amount of accidents that we have, the way to avoid injury is first wear your seatbelt. Try not to drive distracted, not just for deer accidents. And kind of be aware of those peak times for those accidents at sunrise, just before sunrise, and sunset. And remember, headlights on at sunset and at sunrise.
The other thing that comes to my mind, at least initially here too, John, is if you see one on the side of the road, there's pretty much a guarantee there's others nearby. So you probably have, maybe not on a full swivel, but you do need to be having your head kind of bouncing back and forth here when you're driving, especially in those peak times, as you mentioned.
Yeah, and watch for those typical places that expect them to be anywhere, particularly when you're driving down the interstate. There's generally not a lot of wooded area real close to the interstate, but they'll get down in those deep ditches and in those tall weeds, particularly the does. I've seen a lot of smaller does here recently, and even in town. And it doesn't matter. The last one we had this month was reported in the afternoon on Friday, so during the day. So that's, you can't always say, oh, well, I'm safe now because it's not near sunrise or sunset. You really need to pay attention, particularly around those wooded areas, because that's where they are. I know a lot of people probably see a lot of deer there on South Avenue just before Prairie Street. There's a lot, particularly to the south, but also to the north. And right now, because we're dry, they're also seeking water, so some of their water sources have dried up.
Well, I would assume at this point, too, that, over the past number of years, John, have not deer numbers been up around here?
Yeah, they have. You want a hunting license to go hunt deer and not with your car.
Yes.
Well said.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about, what you need to do if you have a deer pop in front of you, John, and we've been through this before, too. Not the easiest thing to do, because your instincts are to swerve to miss. You know, they just
swerve to miss or hit the brakes, and neither of those things are necessarily the right thing to do. Ease off the gas. Be aware of your surroundings, both in front and behind, before you start swerving. Don't swerve into oncoming traffic. The other thing is be aware that it's much more dangerous for you to hit a fixed object with your vehicle than what it is to hit that deer. There's rarely a fatality where a deer would come through the windshield and actually cause injury or death. It's more likely that you steer into a fixed object such as a tree, a bridge abutment, and then it can be much more serious or deadly.
I was going to ask you, John, as far as, you know, what deputies have to do for a vehicle deer wreck versus maybe some other kinds of wrecks, and I think maybe that doesn't have to do with the investigative process or working with the emergency responders. It has to do maybe more with the collection side of things for the deer. How would that work out?
Okay, so if you're involved in a deer accident, if there's over $1,000 damage, it has to be reported. It's a reportable accident on a public roadway. If you're injured, it has to be reported. As far as the deer collection, if you hit the deer, you can ask the deputy for a salvage tag, which we get those from the wildlife and parks, and those have to be filled out. It has to be a fresh deer kill. You can't go down the road. Somebody else hit a deer and left it laying there. They didn't want the deer. We don't issue salvage tags for those types of kills. But if you hit the deer, if you want the deer, you can get a salvage tag for the deer. And Aaron Sheevy would be more of an expert on that than I would be.
So do you find a lot of people wanting to keep the deer, John? Does that actually happen?
Not okay. All the time. Sometimes they'll want just the rack. And that's a situation where the wildlife and parks, a lot of times up there at the on the biology side of it, if someone just wants the head for the rack, they will come get that. And I don't know exactly what they've done. I've been involved in one of those where they came from up there at their office there at ESU and actually cut the head off and gave it to the person and then took the rest of the deer carcass. As far as what happens to dead deer is they get pulled off the side of the road, and then nature takes over.
Sure, understood. And you brought up the $1,000 kind of floor when it comes to the property damage for the vehicles are concerned. I know that the Kansas Highway Patrol is working with KDOT, so Turnpike Authority, and AAA Kansas also on this to help get the word out. And they had a news release with stats from AAA Kansas where the average claim for an animal strike was way above $1,000. It was like $8,300, largely due to new vehicle technology. But basically the way it sounds is if you're in a wreck with a deer, you might as well just not even give it a second thought. You might as well just go ahead and report it anyway.
Exactly. There's the amount of damage, even that looks insignificant, is probably going to be over $1,000.
Yeah, this is, and it can be dangerous. I mean, as again, we're with Lyon County Undersheriff John Kells talking about, you know, deer vehicle collisions, not only, you know, damage to your vehicle, but there are plenty of injuries and deaths, fatalities mm-hmm. caused by deer and vehicles. I think across the country, 59,000 injuries and 440 on average deaths across the United States each and every year. So it is good to keep your eyes open, but these are sometimes, John, tough to avoid, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. There's no way to predict exactly where they're going to be and when they're going to be. And like I said, it's expect the unexpected.
Well said. Well, John, anything else that we're missing here as we continue here on our Monday?
I don't believe so. You guys have a good day.
John, thanks. Appreciate your time.
Thanks. Take care, bud.
Yeah, Lyon County Under Sheriff John Kelsch joining us here on our Newsmaker 2. Yeah, it is that time of the year for sure, but really, this is the bulk of when the activity happens,
right.
But it happens year-round.
It happens year-round, and yeah, that June number was pretty sobering, especially that it was actually above September's numbers from earlier this year. Wanted to let you know here that our morning show, we typically talk an awful lot about the 720 spot, but the 820s and the 845s are pretty busy here as well. Tomorrow we'll have our monthly visit with Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder and a panel of guests for the Emporia Showcase. That'll be around 820 to 825. Then right after that, we go into our Newsmaker 2, and we look ahead to Dia de los Muertos with Sally Sanchez, Hispanics of today and tomorrow.
And speaking of Under-Sheriff Kelsch, he did want us to let people know that the courthouse and sheriff's office are closed today.
Yep.
Due to Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day today, mm-hmm. the federal holiday. So the courthouse and sheriff's office are closed today. Kind of counties having this as a holiday today. Not the city. City is going forward, and there is a trash pickup here locally today. So, but banks and no mail,
right,
will be happening today.
There you have it. So, we'll continue our morning show here in just a little bit. One, just a reminder: if you need something up on our basically our morning show lineup of activities, let us know 620-342-1400 or KVUE at KVUE.com. This week is tight. Next week, right now, is a little bit more open.
Okay,
but they tend to fill up really quickly. I mean, we've had batches of interview slots claimed